If life is easy, if there's enough food and not a lot of pressure from predators, you can take your time to grow up and have babies. But this can be a riskier strategy when life is tough. And life did get tough for thunderbirds. After 8 million years ago, Australia became more arid, and that's when the giant thunderbird disappears. Humans arrived in Australia around 50,000 years ago, and soon after, you don't find any species of thunderbirds at all.
Having the strategy of life in the slow lane didn't facilitate being able to deal with something new in the environment, which was taking out numbers of their young.
This theory is backed up by another bird tale. Consider the emu, a different big bird that lived alongside the thunderbirds.
An emu, in contrast, it'll grow to full body size in 14 months and is breeding shortly after that.
And while the thunderbirds went extinct, the emu survives.
It survives because its growth rate is so much faster. So it is able to reach an adult size very quickly, it reproduces very quickly, and it's able to recoup its numbers very quickly.
And that's something to think about, because many of the birds at our feeders, flapping around our cities, pooping on our cars, they live life in the fast lane. They grow up quickly and have babies early. And in an uncertain world filled with two-legged jerks who make life hard for other animals, this strategy has advantages.
So I think that when you see a pigeon or a robin, one should appreciate that they are the end products of long evolutionary history, that there were many other forms that came before them. And I think the giant birds, they also are part of this evolutionary history of all modern birds that we see today.
On the next Science Quickly, when a big bird becomes an axe murderer.
Terrorbirds do not follow the general rules of birds. They use the beak as an axe to kill prey.
That's terrifying.
Well, that's why they are terrorbirds.
You've just listened to part three in a four-part Science Quickly fascination on the real big birds. Science Quickly is produced by Jeff DelVisio, Talika Bose, and Kelso Harper. Our theme music was produced by Dominic Smith. Don't forget to subscribe to Science Quickly wherever you get your podcasts. Head over to scientificamerican.com for in-depth science news. For Science Quickly, I'm Flora Lichtman.